Creative.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We are sitting here about to watch Game of Thrones Season 8, Episode 4. Totally stoked. I'm Ryan Malotti, one of your hosts, joined here with...
Kristen Elizabeth Snyder.
And...
Jeremy Dan.
And last but not least...
Anna K. Thomas.
And Anna K., where are you at right now?
What do you mean, where am I at?
Where are you sitting at?
I am getting our live feed, our YouTube chat going. I'm so excited about this episode. I can't even talk. So you guys, I'll be with you the entire time. Hit me up with your comments. We will take it into our after show. Predictions, comments,
yes,
ideas.
All the good stuff.
Things you hate, things you love.
She's in live chat, sitting at youtube.com/AfterBuzzTVSciFi, and we just got done putting in our predictions for this episode into our special Imp Cup, and after the episode, and join us for the after show, where we will be talking about this episode live, and we are going to reveal our predictions, and if we are right, we win the special prize. It might be in my pocket, it might be a banana chip, it might not be. Anybody have any thoughts before this episode starts, Jeremy?
I do. I think we're going to see some exciting... politics. We had the military last episode. This is going to be politics. We see in the preview the filled room of lords going nuts for Pyr, something that Daenerys said. She seemed on her way down politically. She's probably making some moves. Where was Jon Royce? Probably the leading lord of the Vale now. Baelish is gone. He was nowhere to be found. That guy's a military stud, the head of the cavalry. He might be the key with about another 15,000 to 18,000 men he could bring to bear.
You know... that's a good point. Daenerys lost her major armies. She lost the Dothraki. She lost her Unsullied. She's got a wounded dragon and then another dragon, but ultimately the lords and armies of the North are still loyal to Jon and Sansa. Tyrion's warming up to Sansa. You know, we have Grey Worm and Missandei are kind of, you know, maybe thinking about ditching Daenerys to live a life.
A party of two.
Yeah, live a life outside of it. So Daenerys is going to be in a interesting position.
The North has lost 80 to 90% of its forces. That's including Unsullied and the Dothraki there. I don't know who they're going to be making deals with. It's really
hopefully
interesting.
Dorne.
Who's left?
Dorne?
Dorne has the army, but no leaders. Are they going to have
exactly.
An Dornish cousin that we've forgotten we knew?
We could have... Ooh, what about the Second Sons?
Second Sons.
Daria Naharis is still, you know,
Essos.
Hopefully he's not completely over her by now, over Daenerys. But, yeah, we have a lot to see, you know, after last episode, it seemed like it might have been like the series finale, you know, the Night King's destroyed, all is well, but we still are kind of being rooted back into the original, what brought us into the Game of Thrones to begin with, which is the politics and the treachery and the backstabbing, and it's going to be, you know, game on as usual.
That's who I think this episode is all about.
I'm stoked to see it. Are we ready to go?
We're ready to go.
Let's do it. Steven in the booth.
All right, the timer is going to be synced to right when you see Previously on Game of Thrones.
Previously on Game of Thrones, starting...
here we go in 3, 2, now.
Let's go. Oh, she's pregnant. She's not pregnant.
Doesn't seem... very important what they recall, though.
Very Cersei-oriented.
Oh. That's where they're all headed.
Yeah. Aegon Targaryen.
Rodane. Don doesn't even want the throne.
Where's your lineup? What number I am. Not me.
Really?
That is you. Okay, that's good.
Now, can you hear it?
Would it be Aegon Targaryen?
Now, right? I just plugged it out. You can't hear anything now.
Yeah.
That's not me.
No, okay, I'm good.
Theon's dead. Egg's dead.
Can you hear anything now?
No.
Okay
that's
back
to you. Jorah Mormont's dead.
Me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dany lost her right-hand man. And...
wait, I'm just going to switch you guys real quick so that if there's... I don't get confused.
I'm good.
I know, but I'm going
to... now, let's pay attention to what might change.
Intro song.
And, Jeremy, so we got our map here. Notice, you're like the eagle eye with this kind of stuff. Do you see anything so far?
Well, not yet. They'll take it to the end of the advance.
Last.
Earth.
Let's show the smoking Winterfell, maybe. Cracked walls.
I think Danny's gonna let Sansa stay in the north.
There's Winterfell looking Fine. Wayward tree. Ba-da-dum.
That was new. Wasn't it the way we entered? With,
that's new. That's a smashed up main hall.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. And the way we got
the
in
crypts,
there was new.
Yeah, now we're in the crypts, and those are all kind of disheveled a little
and
bit.
And this time the lights did not go out as they did last episode.
Nice.
You want a pocket banana?
Nah. No.
Okay.
Oh, Malachi says, hey guys, looking amazing. What a
hey,
fun
thanks life. Malachi.
Thanks for being here with us.
I did shave
says,
for
nice,
this episode.
I'm nice, guys. What's Cersei up to? This is going to be heavily revolved around Cersei and King
Definitely.
Landing.
Cersei's all about destroying all of her enemies.
Public enemy number one, Cersei.
Exactly.
I'm going to eat some soup. I don't know about you guys, but I think it's soup time. The Iron Throne's looking good.
Ew.
Oh, it smells so bad, guys.
It's the worst smelling soup in the world. It's
the things you do. Your co-hosts.
Bring your mouth.
Burn the body.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Good. Good.
What do you mean it's good?
No, I wasn't sure if we
Looks
had
like
this
Theon?
Moment.
Is that Jorah?
Or Jorah.
Oh, that's going to be Theon.
Like
mm-hmm.
Theon.
Oh, that's
Jorah!
Oh. Continuing to mourn Jorah, which I did not expect. I thought we would pass this by now, but
it's just the next morning. I mean,
true, true.
Get over it, Danny.
Yeah. Come on,
Chris, I just need you to move on.
I didn't think the show would continue to mourn. You know,
well, we need wait, at least a few minutes. You know,
oh, she whispered indistinctly.
We have no idea. Did she say, "I love you, Jorah"?
You can have me now. I've changed my mind.
Wake up.
Sansa's grieving Theon. Daenerys is grieving Jorah. I'm guessing Sam and John are going to grieve Ed. Little lady moment's probably going to have like a whole little group.
Davos is definitely not mourning.
Oh,
he's really a Stark.
He's a Stark.
Dying a Stark.
And he's going to probably have a Stark burial.
Well, a Stark flaming burial.
Yeah. Arya. Does anyone know that Arya killed the Night King? That's what I want to know.
Yeah,
like, or did she just do it and everyone's like, oh, they all went away?
Wow, that's a lot of real estate.
Wow.
Lots of dead bodies.
Do you have any wood left?
I was just kind of thinking that, and I was like, Ghost!
They haven't cleaned up Ghost? I guess half his skin is off.
They're all still bloody, so this is...
It's literally the next day.
They haven't even gone to bed, like, this. The sun came up, they're...
Yeah, you guys are expecting a lot.
Giving him like a Castle Black.
It's like the longest speech John's ever given.
Yeah. And that's it.
I like how Danny's letting him do it, though.
What's his name?
Because it's his. Corrin?
They're all going to do it.
Corrin?
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean, like all lighting the main them. I just mean, like,
leaders are going to do it.
She's letting him give the speech. Yeah. I mean, this is the
but,
first
like,
time.
You see, okay, the Unsullied, like, it's right. all the leaders of
That's
each individual
point.
Group that was brought together.
Beric.
Yeah.
He's going to wake up. Just kidding.
Oh, is that the little bear?
Any more Mormont? Yes.
Out of her armor.
All right, let's torch him.
Oh, Danny's like... I can't believe Grey Worm made it out of this thing alive.
I know.
Yeah, but the entire army didn't, you know? All the Unsullied are gone. They might have a few left, right?
There's probably a handful.
They covered, in part, their own retreat. Some were designed to go back in. But if that's the entire host of Winterfell when they had 30 to 40,000 before.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear how many they have left.
But it is what you asked about Arya is interesting. You should be getting celebrity endorsements and everything now.
What, so why are...
Well,
I mean,
that's why I'm confused is, like... It's the same way that I was confused about how everyone found out Bran was a three-eyed raven. It's like, did anyone, like... How did I think that this all ended?
Does nobody get buried?
Like, they just get burned.
This is that hall with a lot of lords.
You don't need to be burned now, right? You don't need to be.
That's true, who knows?
Yeah,
she is icing him out.
What
happens now that we've made it past the war? This is relationship flourish.
Yeah, man, go get you some, Gendry.
Baratheon.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He just comes right out of the gate with it.
Robert. Him.
You gonna make him one?
Yes.
I guess.
This is how she's gonna win back the politics.
Gendry, Lord of Storm's End. Nice.
Wow.
Oh, look at that.
Now, she's showing more moxie.
Yeah, she really is.
Because
she's got to do something.
Anointed, essentially, a success.
Does this make him more attractive to Arya or less attractive to Arya?
More.
Why?
This is smart by her. She's going to elevate Sam now, maybe.
Could that have been the favor Davos asked for?
I don't know. But for her not to discuss that with her hand at all, like, hey, I'm going to make him Lord. What do you think? Like,
Davos or Jorah?
Davos.
Oh.
I still think it's...
Nice eye contact.
No, I think it's kin friendship. He's obsessed with her, guys.
That's funny.
Oh, maybe we'll find out what Bran had told Tyrion.
I always thought that was strange.
Although he is a little more human right now.
Yeah. As human as Bran can be.
I mean, yeah, is he, did he?
This is great. John would never make it through pledge term. Oh, so they do know. Okay, finally.
So these are basically just the people that survived the battle. No new lords showing up.
I surmised it. Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
We hear something. Is that...
Wow. No, it's the plane.
Outside.
Oh, it's a plane?
Oh, she's like, oh shit.
She's like,
oh, Danny, this is amazing.
Oh,
well, that's an unconvincing smile.
She is terrified right now.
Everybody wants John to be the king.
Oh, and this is...
Maybe she is noticing she's with fewer allies.
Now that Jorah's gone, she's all alone.
Tyrion's with his brother. John's getting accolades. No one's paying attention to her. Varys.
Oh. Maybe he's making his move now.
Yep.
Excuse him, huh?
Tyrion prefers wine. He's the god of tits and wine, after all.
Someone's gonna say something inappropriate, though. Yeah. Like, you killed your own father.
You're a virgin!
Oh.
Podrick takes a drink.
Podrick.
Oh.
Wow, that is... How do I feel about that?
She didn't drink, she just got
out. See, I told you it was going to go too far. Oh, here comes her other lover.
That's a great
one. Ooh, Jamie.
Ooh, Jamie's following her.
Well, he's gonna apologize.
His heart is breaking right now.
Oh my gosh.
This episode's really playful. So far, I like it.
So it was the one before.
Yeah, everybody died.
Okay, Podrick.
Okay.
Who are all these women?
Survived the catacombs?
Oh my god, she's literally like 12.
Elaine's not interested.
Sansa, watch it.
Did she assign her ladies in waiting?
What? Looks like it, maybe. Hmm?
Killing my breath.
I love it.
They haven't had many interactions.
I love Sansa's costume. Isn't that good, Kristen? Mm-hmm.
He saved her once. Remember?
But he was pretty cruel to her.
Slapped her once.
Oh.
Ew.
Ooh. Bad. Okay.
So basically, it's an orgy now. They are celebrating life.
Yeah. Very much.
Yeah, we've pretty much gathered that. They are partying. What else we got going on here? Oh. Of course, Arya's practicing.
Aww.
See, this is cute.
Wow! Just right in there, fast.
Oh, shoot.
Wow.
Oh, he's getting it. Oh, whoa. Whoa!
This is
fast.
She gets to be a lady.
Arya doesn't want to be a lady.
0 to 100. Like, oh, this is the kiss of rejection. Because she's gonna be like, that's not me. Oh. Ooh.
Oh. I knew it.
I called it.
You did?
I called it.
It's in the imp cup. Then it doesn't matter.
She said, that's not me. That's not me. That's not my name. She just goes back to shooting arrows. Rough, all right.
Malachi says, is this awkward or have I been single too long?
So funny. It's, Malachi, it only takes one night to fall in love.
The answer, Malachi, is yes.
Not a virgin.
Pretty luxurious room.
It is a castle. Oh my god, they're gonna do it.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I cannot believe this.
Oh my god. I should have put this in the M cup, guys. What are they doing?
Oh my god, he's just stripping
god.
His clothes.
God.
I'm gonna use this sometime. It's just hot in here. Just
wait, guys, in this entire series, though, we haven't seen Jaime be with anyone romantically besides Cersei ever.
Oh.
Oh god, she's undressing him now. Oh.
Aww. Open him a dress.
the scar from the bear he saved her from.
On his tiptoes.
Oh my gosh.
All right, well, about time, nice. I guess, right? Now we know where Jamie's alliances are.
Oh, okay.
Oh boy.
This is oof. A good mystery. Oh, he's wasted. Friend zone.
Their friend zone? Oh. Or is this a lie? Is she doing this? Is this part of the power play?
I think she loves him.
I think she's... I think it's complicated.
I don't know. Professor.
Yeah, she's playing him like a fiddle.
Yeah, she, one way or another, she needs some allies.
Yeah, she's gonna, like, make him, like, swear allegiance... Before we,
you guys are just jaded. Gonna go for... You guys are jaded from LA dating. This is love.
Watch, just watch. Watch it get complicated. You're my aunt. Oh. Yeah, well. Oh my God.
Wow. Wow. Jesus.
Yeah, come on. The rightful.
This is.
Wow.
That's a line from, like, teen romance movie.
Can't ever go back.
Pathetic!
Oh my gosh!
Except for reality.
Nothing would change that either. Right here, right? This is the moment.
Oh, sounds like a threat. Jenny needs to die. Public enemy number two.
Aww. We're cuddling.
Hard with one hand.
Aww.
You men and your excuses.
Wait, half?
What did he say?
Half are gone.
Half are gone?
That's it.
No way. They lost way more than that. Distressingly even. They only lost half their force. Oh,
that's a dorm.
Oof.
Well, John's the rightful king, you know? Right?
Mm-hmm. He's insane.
He keeps throwing it around like that.
Oh my gosh. Oh!
Brandon.
I know. No, without for Arya.
Or Ben Bran and...
You gonna tell them?
No, better.
He's not. No.
Oh. Bran. He has to tell them. Oh my god, he's gonna tell them.
Better.
Bran. Oh, oh! Bran!
Yeah, yes. Tell him.
John can never, like, not... John can't keep secrets.
I'm your uncle.
Only trust Arya and Bran, who can't trust them.
Can't even do it himself.
What did you tell him?
What? Come on.
Don't think Jaime can fight Cersei.
Oh!
This was my prediction!
With the bow.
Wow. Guys, bitter.
This is why he said they wouldn't like his character this season.
Strange.
Yeah, that was not the Bronn we remember.
Very interesting. But the Night King touched Arya, so I wonder if that's going to lead to.
Tom's got to kill his brother. Arya's got to kill.
So they're going south on their own?
That way.
Arya's not planning to come back to Winterfell?
This is her reaction to finding out what Jon told
her. Yeah, good point.
The fact that she's not planning to come back is interesting.
Check out the holes in these dragons.
Aww.
Can barely fly with the holes in its wings.
That's Rhaegal.
Right.
At least Drogon's still in good shape. I bet you Rhaegal can't have a rider at this point since he has holes in his wings.
He can
barely stay up. They need Qyburn to fix his wing.
He's on call.
He was gonna tell him.
Oh.
I'm sure the army's really looking forward to walking 2,000 miles south 3 days after
this. It will only take a month.
Like, I'm exhausted. Oh my god. Out to him.
Ear's gone.
Oh, Sam's coming. Let's see why he didn't die. I want to see that actor play a
how
pirate.
How long is this episode?
Well, Gilly made it.
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half, what? There's still a lot to be done. You'll have to go to King's Landing.
30 to 35 minutes. You pregnant?
What?
Wow. Oh my gosh!
I like her hair. She's not waddling anymore.
Aww.
How about Aegon?
Gilly's gonna die.
No.
Oh yeah.
She's not going south. They're saying bye.
Oh my gosh.
They're pulling at our heartstrings on purpose, you guys. What do you think? This is a happy ending?
Gilly is
if you think
not
this is a happy
dying.
Ending, you haven't been paying attention.
Malachi says, so John is a Stark, a wildling, and a Targaryen. LMAO. That's hysterical.
Don't say goodbye to ghosts.
Wait, why can't
that's
they be in a frame
fair.
Together? Yeah. What? Did they not want to do the CGI? He can't even go up and hug his dog?
No, apparently no. He cannot.
Well, and why wouldn't Ghost come with him?
Different schedules.
Because of his coat.
That's bad. Ghost, they've really done a poor,
no, he's right
poor
there.
Job. Aww. You could do, like, shaggy dog,
they
shaggy
were just
dog.
In the same... Thanks for the new hairdo. They were just in the okay. same shot.
Maybe we'll see Captain Strickland.
How did they march down to White Harbor in, like, a day?
Movie magic, baby.
It's like 1,000 miles away.
Aww.
You know, White Harbor is almost the entire length of the North away from them.
We didn't see them at the funeral. Well, right after the funeral, they left.
And they're...
Might not go to King's Landing.
Oh god.
No,
she called him already. No, it's not.
Oh my god. Mm.
Yeah.
John's gonna die.
Mr. Conker.
Manipulating him. I don't like it.
Gross.
They'll love each other. Politics, politics.
How could Cersei not have taken Dragonstone?
I know. It's like it was just there for the taking.
It's like 5 miles away. It's right off the coast. Near the capital.
And it was basically undefended. I do love when we go to Dragonstone, though.
Or who knows, maybe they'll have a surprise attack right here.
You'll be doing alright.
Maybe a surprise attack right here.
Oh! Oh my god!
Oh right,
no!
Right in the chest!
Oh, shit.
Oh another one! Oh, in the
head! Get out of there, Danny!
Those were really good shots!
Holy crap!
Of course they took Dragonstone.
What? Jeremy Dan called it!
And they made 50. They made 50.
Oh my
50.
God, get out of there! No,
they're wow. on every ship. Of course.
Like, oh my gosh. Well, the war starts now. You're on. Oh the my gosh. She just always makes
she just
bad
doubles
decisions.
Down. Her and Dawn make bad
oh
decisions
my god.
All the time.
Oh my god.
This is a dumb attack.
Very dumb. Why? Oh my god.
Drogon, the bullet dodger.
Oh my god, Danny has one dragon?
Yeah, 50 of those things are more powerful than Drogon.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Rhaegal?
Yeah. Down in the ocean. Sea dragon now.
Rest in peace, Rhaegal.
Oh my god.
But you know...
They're turning the arrows to their boats.
How did they not anticipate this at all?
I know. It just makes no sense. Oh my gosh. Oh, what?
Whoa! Okay, that's
friggin'
awesome.
I mean, this is
awesome.
Just ridiculous. Abandon ship! Oh my god. God.
Better intel.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, come on, guys.
Basically, Euron is the best captain in the world. He has threaded everything he's come up against.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh my gosh. Like, whatever.
Oh, she's lying. She's lying to everybody.
Whatever she needs to say.
Lying.
Keep the gates
open. I love that. Sande.
Is that?
She's still alive.
She said, just keep the gates open.
So she'll have to kill thousands of innocent people if she wants to.
Wow.
Because everyone's just going to be packed.
And their Cersei has brainwashed them to think that she's protecting them.
Which part? Is a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
No matter the cost, huh? Crazy. And he's lost it.
Yeah. How many ships did she? Acting edgier, isn't she?
Like crazy.
Oh, she's losing it.
Like character.
The Mad Queen.
She lost Jorah. She lost her dragons.
And she lost her army.
She lost Miss Sunday.
Her child.
She knows that she's not the rightful queen. She's losing it.
But it's all loud in large, echoey chambers. Ooh.
Yeah, this episode.
the realm.
Yes. Ooh. Daenerys wants to murder Daenerys.
What? Is he given this information? Yeah. He had the weirdest response to that. His nod, shake, nod, shake.
Yeah, wait, so he just basically... let it slip that he's gonna. His plan is to kill Daenerys. And...
pretty much.
Oh man, there's a lot going on right now. I don't know.
But he better wait to see if Jon survives,
right?
Not a problem until it's a problem.
Why does Sansa seem pleased? I don't understand.
Because Dany failed. And she's losing power, which means Jon may have a chance to step up.
Yeah, but...
He's trying to decide if he should go south, it seems like.
Wait.
He doesn't belong in
there. Yeah, I don't understand. Hold on.
He's there for her.
Yeah,
she's
no,
protecting Sansa.
That's not what I'm worried.
Oh, the Cersei stuff? Sansa?
Yeah, well, Sansa's just like, oh, I always wanted to be there when they execute you, and I'm not going to get the chance.
Because she doesn't think Cersei's going
to
die.
Right. That okay. Dany doesn't have the power to do it.
So why would Jaime be leaving?
Because he knows he has to kill his sister.
Got it.
He's the only one who can. Mm-hmm. He's the only one she'd let close enough to her.
Yeah. Stay with me.
Brienne's first and only love. Hard, man. Body or first.
Wow. Wow.
What? He's the roller coaster character.
Yeah, I don't...
He's not going to be with Cersei. He just has to be the only one who can get close enough to kill her.
No, why isn't he telling... Is he trying to... Why...
He wanted to give her something. Yeah, he's gonna die, and he wanted to, like, let her know he's not a good man to love.
Better to break her heart than to make her mourn him.
Yeah.
The old, it's not you, it's me routine, huh?
let's see this lineup. I want
to. Euron, the mountain, Sunday. She dead.
Is she like suspended over something right now?
Is she walking the plank?
Probably. Oh, they're ready for.
They have some new set pieces at King's Landing.
Yeah.
I mean, considering the dragon.
That's not a big army.
That's not
there already. I don't know that that's a wise decision. Cersei doesn't exactly play by the rules. Varys, here's your chance.
Why not just. No one riding the dragon. Take the mother out.
Somebody's definitely getting thrown off that ledge,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, or they're going like to shoot right an now. Arrow through her.
Like, right. She's getting thrown off this edge before this episode's over.
For sure.
I'm honestly starting to become a Cersei fan.
I always have been, but I don't want her to win.
I don't know, man. Maybe she would be all right.
Whoa! What? This is like Joffrey's mother.
Well, Daenerys is talking about killing people, millions of people.
This is a hand.
Cersei's been hand to hand.
Handshake.
Qyburn. Could have used you. Our dragons couldn't fly. Beautiful. Hot.
Alright, they'll release her, alright. That's a weird threat.
What? Why? Unless the Golden Company
can be bought,
we'll get rid of their last contract. We'll finally violate a contract.
Golden Company. Rail Company.
Look, they have them on every tower. The
Somebody knows how to use arrows. She'll let them in.
No, they have the... scorpion.
Oh, yeah.
Anti-aircraft on every tower. They've made hundreds.
Seems to also work against ships.
Can't the dragon just go all the way up and then come from...
Yeah, can't he just come from behind? They kill him right now.
She won't.
Will she not? With everyone dead, she just paid Bronn to kill him.
I know, just kill everybody, Cersei. What are you doing? Honestly, what could go wrong if she just, like, kill them all? Boom, they would all be dead.
Now something.
Grey Worm's always just so pissed
off. I know, Grey Worm's face.
Euron's gonna.
He's got resting bitch face.
kick her off the balcony.
And, you know, that's disappointing. I thought, all right, kill Tyrion right now.
She's not going to do it.
And you would have me again, you know.
I bet you now.
Right here, right now? I wish, but I don't. That's true.
Play acting.
She loves her.
Not really pregnant.
I know, but the
what child?
Oh, shit. You don't say your reign is over. You're even gonna die right here right
now.
Yeah.
He might. I mean,
he might.
Won't the other dude be like, wait, how does she know she's pregnant?
Yeah, right?
No. She's gonna kill him right now. Right now.
Hold that hand.
Come on, Cersei, do
now
something.
She's gonna do something.
Danny's gonna be impulsive. Something bad's gonna happen.
Something's gotta happen here.
She's gonna be like, give him Missandei or something.
They're gonna kill Missandei.
Pretty much.
Sure. Ugh. Kill her.
My god.
My god, they're gonna kill her right now.
Whoop! Push her right off. Gonna do it right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
It'd be great if a dragon would swoop in, but we can't. Maybe he'll run and they'll shoot Grey Worm.
She's gonna say something like, Vala Morghulis! Oh.
I was thinking
Dracarys, but then, like, why, though?
Fire.
Kill everyone.
She gonna do it herself?
The mountain's gonna rip her in half.
Oh, man.
Oh, my god.
Oh, no, they're gonna do this.
Oh, my god. Her head. Oh, my god. Oh my god.
She's mad queening it. You might have two mad queens.
Tyrion's done.
He's gonna go drink now. I don't think she's gonna kill him. I don't know.
She's not gonna kill him, but
she wants him dead,
circle.
Though, so I'm surprised she's not giving the order. She already told Bronn he had to do it.
Is that it?
Wow.
Okay.
Guys. Our live chat is very confused, excited. Right.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those episodes where it really hypes you up for the next thing that's coming. That's for sure.
War, baby. War's coming. And Danny's probably going to die. And Jaime is probably going to have to kill his sister. And then Jon is going to have to rule even though he doesn't want to.
Well, they only have about 2 dozen troops. Maybe their budget just went way down. They can only see you. All right. Then.
Oh, boy.
we got a lot to talk about, you know. Everyone knows about John's true heritage and
romance.
The one secret that was the best kept in all the realm, literally in like one episode, just.
It's like junior high.
Yes, yeah, seriously.
Game of telephone. They actually call it Game of Telephone.
All right, let's see the coming up next. Back in Dragonstone. Dragons.
The Mad Queen versus the Mad Queen.
Oh.
They better figure out a better war plan for that dragon.
Ugh. Much of a preview.
Well, it's just, yeah, the conflict is kind of, it's all going to come to a T in King's Landing. All right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Cool. For the watch along,
we can head in right away.
Yeah, so, all right. Thanks everybody for joining us for the watch along. We loved watching it, and we're going to put together our notes and talk about this after show right here at AfterBuzz TV Studios. So be sure to, give our watch along a thumbs up if you like watching us watch our favorite show. And subscribe and stuff. We'll see you over there in the studio here in a moment for a live show at youtube.com/AfterBuzzTVSciFi. Thanks for joining us.